The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Welcome back to WTKA's Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. I'm Josh Zinke. I'm your host. Birthday boy, Jeff Giles. He's the co-host. We also have Tony O and Matt Misler on the other side. Welcome back to the Playground. Right now, if you want to give us a call at 734-998-1050, we understand your pain. We're going through it as well. The season is still in our hands, though. We can still go ahead, win the next two games, go to the Big Ten Championship. Jim Harbaugh said to start the year he wanted to win the Big Ten. That's still obtainable. Same with going to the college football playoff. That's still there because, what, 6 of 10 teams lost yesterday in the top 10? And, yes, it would have been great to not have to lose or not to lose and go ahead and be number 2. And no, but you still have those games to play. The one thing I can say is when Ohio State lost their game, a lot of people were like, oh, it's over, it's over. And there are a lot of people said, well, you know, we've won our national championships with a loss. So it's nothing that Michigan, yes, they lost last night. But more likely today, you can talk to us about it. You can also call in Monday. Three shows. You have the Michigan Insider, then Inside the Huddle, then later on in the day, the M Zone. And vent your frustration. We know it. We've heard it. Obviously, I've been here 5 years. I know a lot about it. The last two have been pretty great. But we're going to go ahead and let you vent to us. Talk to us. Let us know how you feel. But we do ask you to remember this: everything that they want to obtain at the start of the year is still right in front of them. And they can do it if they put the games together and come out with the wins. All right? Fair enough? All right, let's go to our first caller, Don in Sylvania. Don, how you doing?
Last night, yes, I was disappointed, but what I'm concerned with is how many missed blocks that we had on offense, especially the guard center. Then our fullback missed a block that I think cost us the safety. 3 weeks in a row, our D has lost the edge. A lot of arm tackles out there, not appropriate tackling, missed position tackling. And what bothers me the most, this is the second year in a row that, like the Michigan State game, the last minute and 30-some seconds, we couldn't get a first down. And it was so obvious when Devion Smith lined up, the Iowa defense knew it. And my last comment is going to be, stop the Peppers sweeps against good teams. If you looked when he took that sweep and ran it to the outside trying to hit the edge, the entire Iowa defense flew downhill after him. All right, it's too late in the season. That's not catching anybody by surprise. Ohio State will do it. Indiana will do it. They'll bring their whole defense down when they see him back here because he will not pitch that ball. I think if he would have gave it to Devion, he had at least 5 to 6 yards ahead of him he could have got because the entire Iowa defense was flowing to him. Same thing with Eddie McDoom. They're starting to realize that. And those kids are pretty good on Iowa. They're not bad. And they stacked the box. So I think our O-line had a rough day. Coaching had a rough day. Our receivers had a rough day. It was a total team loss. I'd like to get your opinion. Thanks.
Don, I want to give you an A-plus for that phone call. See, I'm the kind of guy on the M Zone. I want to call, and I want you to inform the listeners. I want you to be a smart caller, and that was 100%. These are things that we've said amongst ourselves today. Everything you've said, you were 100% correct, Don. Don, A-plus for that phone call. I want to thank you for doing that because that is very important to me, to have people call in and not just say that you're mad that they lost. Yes, we're all mad.
Justify it. Like, right. That was a smart phone call from Don because, yeah, he's upset. We're all upset, but he's giving a good phone call. He's explaining away why he's upset and offering justification.
And he was right about everything he brought up. The play, the offensive line play.
Not good.
The fullback, you're correct. He was the one that, I mean, you got to put the blame on someone. If you have to, you're going to say the fullback missed his block. And that's what caused the safety. So I'm not gonna take anything away. But that was a great phone call from Don in Sylvania. Let's go to our next caller, JJ in Lincoln Park. JJ, talk to me.
All right. Well, here I'll tell you this one. I don't believe I'm giving up on Jabril Peppers because probably at the end of the year in the bowl game or Ohio State game, there'll be some kind of double reverse or something where everybody's flowing to Jabril's and they'll send it back the other way and get a big play out of that. So that might be something that you're setting up for later in the year. So I don't believe in giving up on that play. I believe the game turned on the following plays or plays, and tell me where I'm wrong. the second running into the punter, how is that a penalty when the guy is running with the football? He's outside the pocket. He becomes a runner or a player there. How that's a penalty, I'll never understand that call in my life. So, and then he punts the ball down to the 1 yard line, and the play that killed us wasn't the second down play. It was the first down play where Spate threw the incompletion, and there was two receivers right in the same area, and he had to throw the ball away because the defenders were there. So we got nothing on first down, so he knew that we were going to run on second down, and that's where the play got blown up. That single series of plays led to the doom of Michigan. And if you want to blame anybody, you blame me, and I'm going to apologize to all the fans out there, because when I don't go to the games, I always watch the game with my little dog, Willie, and my Tempur-Pedic. And my friends talked me into going to the bar last night, and because I wasn't in my normal spot, Michigan lost. I take the full blame. So I'm sorry, and I apologize. I'll get better for next week. Go Blue.
Go Blue, JJ. And I want to do say this, is we're going to block JJ from calling into the show until next Sunday, because it is his fault. He can call in next Sunday.
Damn it, JJ.
Yeah, because he should have been where he's supposed to be, and that's why Michigan lost. Yeah, you said stop you when you're wrong. Blake O'Neal, last year's punter, tweeted out, you have to be within the tackles, and that was a rugby-style kick. He was definitely outside the tackles, I do believe. And that's what Grant Perry said, is that he believed he was running with it because they did that earlier in the game. It was a fake punt. They stopped him, and that's what he thought. So Blake O'Neal tweeted that out last night, that he thought there was a definite that he was outside the tackles, and he should have, they should have been able to tackle him or you know, do what they did. So JJ, you're a good call too, A plus on that. But next time, be where you're supposed to be. So an F on that. Sorry. Let's go to our next caller, Gary in Ann Arbor. Gary, what's going on?
Well, guys, you're going to hit on a lot of points, so I'm going to give you a bottom line. With 1:48 to go, Michigan should have iced the game. A top five team, we saw Ohio State do it many times in the past several years, have close victories. We saw Clemson do it this year until yesterday, thank goodness. And for Michigan not to ice the game with 1:48 to go, I thought I was confident that Michigan would win the game. When we had that interception and had possession with 1:48 to go, all we needed was one first down, and we didn't get it. So this team doesn't travel very well, offensively especially. I think the defense travels well, and meaning on road games they show up and play. I think the defense did all that they were asked to do. They only gave up 14 points, but where was the 30-ish points that Michigan's offense needed to do? So that's my point, guys, and give me your opinion. Thank you, and go Blue.
Yeah, Gary, great call. Again, yeah, you're right on that. Since you're a meteorologist, I won't give you an A+. I'll give you sunny skies. Jeff, your thoughts.
Well, yeah, I was just about to say, Jay-Z, that Gary's point about Michigan not icing the game, and they had a chance with 1:54 to go and didn't kill the clock. And to me, that speaks to what I was talking about earlier with efficiency and how Michigan wasn't efficient in this game. Normally, every other game this season, we would see Michigan convert on third down. We would see them move the ball in the red zone. And we would see great coaching and great management of a game near the end. That did not happen. Whereas Michigan had issues with extending drives and extending plays and doing the making the smart decision, I think, in a lot of facets of this game. That failed them right there, whereas Iowa was able to move their ball. They were 2 of 3 on third down. They were able to move the ball down the field. And I think those two sort of the yin and the yang between what Iowa was able to do and take advantage and Michigan not extending drives really hurt Michigan. And you saw it in microcosm on the with 1:54 to go.
Yeah, I'd agree with Gary's call. The one thing I would point out to him, though, is that the defense actually didn't give up 14. They gave 12. Up 12 because of the safety. So they actually gave up less than two touchdowns.
Yeah, I see. All right. I'm like, what are you talking? You're right. You are correct. Yes, 12. What else? Well, you got anything else, Tony? Oh, you're done there. Sorry for cutting you off.
No, yeah.
You're good? All right. Yeah, no, and I definitely saw that, too. I was downstairs here in Cumulus, came back upstairs, and Matt told me, hey, interception, that's going to be our defensive play of the game. And I'm like, you know what? You're probably right. When Ira does this, it's going to be the defensive play of the game. And, man, that's true. All they needed was the first down. Devion had one run up the middle for 1 yard. Then Iowa called a timeout at 1:48. Obviously, they knew what was happening. Peppers runs right for 1 yard, and I think that's maybe what JJ was what Don was talking about that's, you know, that going 40 yards, you got to go one way or the other, and that's north and south, and he was running east to west, and they stopped him. Then there's another timeout by Iowa at 1:43. Wilton is a pass incomplete to Darbo, and that's maybe, I understand that you got to, but maybe make them waste another timeout. Because, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter in the hindsight of things. And then Allen with a 41-yard punt to Desmond King. He returned it 8 yards to the Iowa 49, but there was a penalty on that. It was a face mask. I'm going to ask you guys, was that a face mask?
Well, the analyst on the broadcast for ABC, the official they had in the box, mentioned during the game when Kirk asked him, he posed the question, is that a penalty? And according to him, by the letter of the rule, when a defender makes any kind of, a defender makes any kind of contact with their hand to the helmet or the ear hole, anything like that, that's deemed a penalty. When I was growing up, a face mask was grabbing the guy's face mask, yanking on it, and pulling him down. I don't agree that that was a face mask.
Tonio?
I don't agree either. I mean, let's preface this by saying that penalties is not what caused Michigan the game.
No.
We're diving into the issue,
but this was a pertinent play, definitely. But this wasn't the reason Michigan lost.
Yeah, but I do agree. I don't think it was a penalty, and I think it was an amazingly crucial call that basically gave Iowa field goal position. I mean, they were
right. They went from the 49 to the 36 of Michigan. So a big play. I want to say truthfully, I thought it was a face mask. Yes, he reached back. It went towards the ear hole. I don't believe he had, the fingers didn't go in the mask or in the ear hole, but it was close enough to, the guy who called it was so far away, he had to throw the flag twice, meaning he had to throw it, then run up to it, pick it up, and throw it again. That's how far away he was from the play. And obviously they're going to go ahead and call that. It's on the road. Maybe in the big house, you're not going to get that call, but it was in Iowa, and as Jeff, you said before, this is one of those ref crews that have gave a lot of teams trouble, and Michigan's one of them.
And Jay-Z, maybe it wasn't a face mask by the letter of the law,
right.
but the play happened, and the official saw the hand go up, and again, you're on the road, and just enough for the official to make the call. As you said, he was, 10, 15 yards away, but he still made the call.
All right, so the last thing I want to bring up is something that I haven't said anything to. Time management at the end of that game, minute 23, Iowa had the ball, and they were on the 36 of Michigan. First thing to start, before they even ran a play, before they even snapped the play, Harbaugh calls timeout. Waste a timeout because it's stoppage of play, right? They're already taking the ball. No, I guess he does that because he wants to talk to the officials about the face mask call, but really, are you going to be able to overturn that after it's already been called? I mean, they were getting set to run a play. By then, it's already too late. There's nothing I think the refs or anyone in the booth, anyone in the world could do to stop that. So you waste a timeout with a minute 23 to go. Then the next, they make a pass, but the guy catches it and gets out of bounds, which does what? Stops the clock. And then all of a sudden, they decide to start slowly go down the field, Wadley with a 3-yard run, and the clock's still running. Wadley with another run for no gain. Then Michigan takes a timeout with 34 seconds to go. So all of a sudden, they wasted pretty close to 30 seconds to a minute, moving the ball. And then they go ahead and position themselves pretty much for a field goal is the way that ends. Because they call a timeout. Iowa calls a timeout with 3 seconds. Michigan doesn't try to ice the kicker, but that was no good. So my point is, was that bad clock management on Jim Harbaugh?
I think at that position, Jay-Z, I mean, Michigan essentially stops the clock for Iowa. They give them a freebie. They give them a stoppage there. And if Michigan saves their timeouts, it might not be of any consequence later on, but you're forcing Iowa to do a little math, right? You're forcing them to think, okay, we have to plan this out. We have to script this. At what point is Ferentz thinking, I'm going to call a timeout? And we've seen in the past, this is a head coach with not the best game management and how he does things at the end. So if you're Harbaugh, you give Iowa a free stoppage, whereas you save that timeout, you make Ferentz think about it and do the math and figure out, okay, now I'm going to call timeout. And he took that play out of the equation with the timeout.
Yeah, Tony, your thoughts on was that bad clock management by Jim Harbaugh at the end of the game? They had a pretty much a minute 23 to go in the fourth quarter, and Jim called timeout before they even ran a play. They took their other timeout with 3rd and 7, and then their last one to ice the kicker, and it was no good.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't good clock management, but it was characteristic of the night overall.
Yeah, that's very true, very true. And when Coach kind of talked to Jim Brad Statter after the game, he said the same thing. It wasn't what they needed to do to get the win for the team, and because of that, you could tell he was upset, very upset. And I looked at it and I was yelling at the screen like, just take the timeout, like you do it. But do it the right way, because first he goes out of bounds. That saves you a timeout. And then you have those others that you can maybe give some time. But, yeah, they were easily were able to take it down to 3 seconds and pretty much go ahead and kick it right down the middle. I mean, there was no way he was going to not miss it unless, you know, they were able to block it or run into the kicker like they did twice before. All right. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, at some point, I mean, the timeout is somewhat inconsequential if the defense can't get a stop.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know,
and you never know how Wilton was feeling at the point at the time. But yeah, I did think that was bad clock management. All right, let's go to our next phone call. Dan in Cincinnati. Dan, talk to me.
Oh, guys, it's going to be a nice New Year's in Tampa, Orlando. Why isn't Ty Isaac carrying the ball more? You look at the last 5 or 6 carries, he's probably averaging 15 yards a carry. Devion Smith has no vision. He has no speed. And just like Don pointed out, Michigan State game last year, they try to run him to get the first down and basically cost them both of these games.
All right. Yeah, I see what you're saying there. And thank you for the call, Dan. That's not the caller I want. I give you an F, Dan. Because you're
Jay-Z handing out grades today.
You have to understand that, yes, there's only 2 teams perfect right now. It sucks that we lost this game. But to go ahead and say that the season's over, don't call in. Just don't. We don't need that. We need optimism. We need to look at, we have 2 games to go. You win those games. You win the Big Ten. You are going to the college football playoff.
Plus, you got 5 of the top 10 teams lost yesterday.
Boom. All right, let's go to our next call, Tim in Williamston. Tim, talk to me.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess it just goes to show that even the best, and I consider Jimmy Harbaugh, if not the best, one of the best coaches. You know, the best players, the best coaches can have a bad game. And I think that goes for the entire team. I can't think of one individual player that really had a good game yesterday. You know, obviously that goes to the offensive line, to the receivers, to the quarterback. I don't think the coaching was as good as it's been. We're 23 games into Harbaugh's tenure, and he's earned enough equity to have a clunker. And I think he did, and I think the entire team did. You know, the guy can coach, period. But I gotta say that was probably the worst game under the Harbaugh regime as far as the team's, you know, overall level of, you know, being prepared. And, it just was, it was a terrible game. It was an awful game from start to finish, and they couldn't get out of their own way. And they obviously had multiple opportunities to put the thing away. It was very, very frustrating. But having said all of that, Harbaugh's still Harbaugh, but there are some lingering things that really give me cause for concern, and that's our inability to get a guy to the ground in open space. And, I mean, it goes across all lines. Our linebackers simply cannot tackle in open space. But then, you know, Peppers missed tackles. We had our DBs missing tackles. I mean, not just missing, but, like, completely whiffing. Not even, you know, getting a hand on the guy. If it was two-hand touch, they wouldn't have gotten them, you know, down. So there's issues with that team that this kind of just illustrated a little bit more, you know. And there was guys whiffing on blocks left and right. But having said all of that, you know, Harbaugh's still the man. I think the coaching staff had a bad game. Players had a god-awful game. And, you know, it is what it is.
Yep.
But it does give me concern moving forward because of some things that I've seen, not just in this game but other games. We're not a perfect team. But, yeah, the level of efficiency that I've seen in the past obviously wasn't there this game. But Harbaugh gets a pass on this one because of everything else he's done up to this point.
Yeah, you're completely right on that, Tim. You know, it is still Jim Harbaugh. And yeah, second year. And, you know, who would have believed the year they would have had last year? Very few people. I mean, Jim Harbaugh might have been the only one. And there were some days he probably doubted, you know, after practices and just didn't feel the right way. Yeah, it was just one of those bad games. Everyone, Harbaugh knew that the, you know, it was bad all the way around. Offensive, defensive, the only thing that was good, it shined through, was the field goal kicking, and that doesn't win you every game. So, yeah, they're going to have to go back and really work on this. And as you're right, too, about there's stuff that you saw in the game against Iowa that you've seen in the past that, you know, you're worried about. And obviously those things are going to have to be taken care of very quickly. Because like after the Rutgers game, you'd say, all right, there could be this or that that we need to fix, but there wasn't much. And maybe the players are like, we're great, 78-0. And this game, they're all going to come back, and they're all going to realize that they aren't perfect, that they're human, and, you know, mistakes were made by everyone. Everyone that was on that team, every coach on that team, they all have to get their nose to the grindstone and work very hard because Indiana's next. And if you dwell on this game
and you sleep on Indiana,
yeah, and you like Texas A&M, they were number four and they had a chance. They lost last week, they lost this week as well. You cannot you have to let this one go. How tough it is, you have to let it go and know that you have everything in front of you. Win and get in. That is the new motto, is win and get in, because you beat Indiana, beat Ohio State, you go to the Big Ten championship, you win that, which is what you wanted to do to start the season. You are in the college football playoff, no matter what happens into anyone else. No matter what happens, because, yes, we're going to fall. We're going to move down a little bit in that CFP, in the rankings when it comes out Tuesday at 7. But thanks to the other teams that lost, I know, and I thought about that last night, is, yes, they're playing their game. They weren't watching what was going on around them. And maybe it will help them maybe think a little bit more. You know, like, all right, we lost this game, but so what? Everyone else lost. And like I said, only two undefeated, Alabama and Western Michigan. Seven teams right now have one loss, and that includes the Wolverines. And 119 other teams playing college football have two losses or more. So win and get in. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls at 734-998-1050. We'll break down this game more, and we'll also talk basketball later on today. We're going to 1130. You're listening to WTK's Playground.